Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. Don't worry, HubSpot's customer platform can help. No more time-consuming tasks, no more chasing down prospect info, no more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot helps you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights to convert them to customers all in one place, making your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
Welcome to Thursday. It's April 11th. I'm John Weigel here with Ben Berkley, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. Packaging waste makes up about 36% of plastic waste annually. Since recycling isn't doing the trick, some startups have looked to other means of replacing plastic. The company BPACS created biodegradable bioplastic made from tree bark. But will that be enough to help us eliminate our big old plastic problem? We'll get into that in a bit, but first let's give you the hits and headlines today in business and tech. Starting us off today, Jessica Alba will no longer serve as The Honest Company's chief creative officer. The actress co-founded the baby and beauty products company in 2012 and led it through a successful 2021 IPO that raised $412.8 million, but she's stepping out. What do you think about this, Ben?
I mean, good for Jessica Alba. She built something substantial and lasting, and that is a really hard thing to do in any market, but we're talking about consumer goods here. So that's like carving out a niche in spaces with big players like Procter & Gamble and Unilever and SC Johnson. That's a really impressive business feat, which obviously is not entirely on her, but you know, she was kind of the face of the company for its entire growth. So, you know, she deserves to rest on her piles of money before she presumably joins this podcast as a co-host.
Yeah, that must be her next venture.
Right? Like, she's making time in her life for something. Like, let's read between the lines here.
And if she has about 15 minutes a day, I mean, she's gotta, right?
Yeah. We can be flexible on time.
Sure.
We'll make space for you, Jessica. Just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
And congrats on your next path ahead.
Agreed. Next, the U.S. Postal Service wants to bump the cost of its first class forever stamps from 69 cents to 73 cents, increasing the cost of mail products about 8% if the Postal Regulatory Commission approves of this change. Moving on, the internet service providers must now display nutrition labels, essentially, that tell consumers their plans, upload and download speeds, fees, and if advertised rates are introductory, and for how long. This is some much-needed transparency, you think?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely love this. And I guess I'm excited to see if it can do the impossible, which is make people not hate their internet service providers quite so much.
Oh, yes.
There's probably no industry where there's more just default rage in place. I will say the names Comcast and Spectrum, and I can feel the collective blood pressure of our listenership taking off right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, maybe a little transparency will help calm that down. It definitely can't hurt.
Mm-hmm. Even companies like Verizon.
Oh, yeah.
1 month you get a bill that's $50. The next month you get a bill that's $75. Who knows what happened, but you just got to call and be petty about it. Next, inflation, that ginormous pain in the ass, remained very high in March, up 3.5% year over year. And it gets worse. The still elevated price of goods and services casts a lot of doubt on the federal government's interest rate reduction plans in the near future.
Yeah, they're waiting to lower interest rates until inflation's back. And now people are like, I don't think that's going to happen this year.
And finally, Consumer Reports wants the USDA to drop Lunchables from school lunch programs, saying the two snack kits Lunchables made for schools have even more sodium than those sold in stores. Understandable. Just please stay away from my snack packs. Ben, do you have a favorite lunchtime childhood treat?
Oh, you know, mine first goes back to Dunkaroos.
Oh my God, the Dunkaroos.
Right? Yeah, I will say now that we're talking about like the health of something like Lunchables, it's like I live in fear of the nutrition label of Dunkaroos. Like, I don't want to see it. I feel like this is going to be something where a doctor will someday say like, hey, things aren't looking so good. And actually, you would have had 5 more years if you just hadn't had Dunkaroos as a kid.
Yes.
Just like this tub of frosting to dump cookies into. Like, that's not great. What was your vice?
I was a big snack pack guy. I like the puddings, but honestly, my folks didn't really buy any of that stuff. I had to wait to go to friends' houses to eat my fruit by the foot and such. I mostly just had like a banana or an apple, you know, stuff that's definitely not fun, but very good for you.
I imagine the difference between us is you can go up three stairs and not be out of breath, and I cannot. All of this said, really glad we're making things healthier for today's children, and get out of here, Lunchables.
Yeah, out of here, Lunchables, out of here, food pyramid. You're no longer needed here. All right, on to the main story. Today's big story comes in the form of a biodegradable bioplastic tree bark container. Plastic containers have dominated the packaging industry for a long time, and some companies like BPacks are fed up with the consistent waste problem that this has caused. Ben, can you tell us a bit about BPacks and the ginormous plastic problem that we have?
You bet I can. So BPacks, which we should clarify, it is not to be confused with what a very weird child calls a backpack. This is a sustainable packaging startup, and you may have noticed that we kind of have this big thing for startups around here. And when we feature one, it's usually because that company is either doing something transformationally creative or because it's positioning itself, you know, really well in like an intriguing emerging market. BPacks is doing both. So plastics are an environmental menace. This is a very well-known thing, but like, how do we solve this? Globally, we've got like 400 million tons of plastic waste that we're generating every year, and we're producing so much. We're slowly approaching a billion tons produced annually. So that's not good. I think that bioplastics, which is what BPacks is into, is positioned as one of the solutions there. It's expected to grow into a $46 billion plus market within this decade. So a lot of potential there. And we can talk about how bioplastics aren't perfect, but this is a huge problem, and here's the proposed solution.
Yeah, and it seems like the BPack solution has a lot to do with supplementing packaging. Packaging, of course, is a huge use of plastic. So I'm sure that to substitute for that would kind of relieve us of a lot of plastic waste, albeit probably not anywhere near all.
No, I mean, if there's one place to start, this is a pretty good choice. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can solve this, you're taking out about a third of waste in the end. And again, it's worth mentioning that bioplastics aren't perfect by any means. They're still plastics. They're just, you know, typically from renewable natural sources like fats and oils and starches, as opposed to like fossil fuels. And, you know, they're typically more biodegradable, which is great, but also production can be really expensive and also can be really environmentally taxing on its own. So this is an area where a lot of material geniuses are out there putting a lot of effort into evolving things. And I think the material that BPacks is bringing forth caught our eye as a potential standout in this area for its use of tree bark.
Yeah, which is a very interesting resource because it seems like trees are used for quite a lot of things, but tree bark, maybe not so much, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's something where tree bark, it's not a wholly new entrant into the material sciences, but it does seem really well suited for packaging. And as you look at the success of this material that BPacks has created, you know, it is 100% home compostable, which means that it would decompose within a month or two just in someone's yard. It is also largely taking advantage of waste. You know, there are 300 to 400 million cubic meters of tree bark that's just kind of there for the taking. And so what they're doing is they're taking that leftover bark, they're combining it with materials like coffee grounds. You know, this is a very production waste forward process, and they are creating these pellets and sheets that then make packages. And I can't personally vouch for this, but they also say it holds moisture well, which is great because there's really nothing more unpleasant than eating a dinner out of a container that's like sweating and leaking on your lap.
Oh, God. If I ever order delivery, I never order a drink because there's Lies. Just no way that this thing can get to my door and be just fine. There's always, always leakage.
Yeah, it's not a good scene. And so it's going to be really interesting to see what happens here. What the news is that BPacks has just shown their hand and said, here's the material. And now they're going to see if they can scale it. It's still really early, you know, They're still in like a pre-seed funding stage. They've got a tiny team. There are also a whole lot of other companies that are in this space. There's companies using mushrooms to make packaging or taking basically like food waste in another form, or seaweed. Like, there are just all these different kind of attempts at solving this plastics problem and kind of gaining a big foothold in this big multi-billion dollar industry that's growing. So BPACS is just one possible solution.
Sure.
It'll be really interesting to see if they can scale it.
Yeah, it'll be really fascinating to see over time as well if there's kind of a mix. You just mentioned the one that specializes in creating containers out of mushrooms, and then you have BPAC that creates these containers out of tree bark. And yeah, it'll be fascinating to see if all of these are considered a solution at the same time and will be used at the same time, or if there will be kind of like a public conscience to want one over the other, or, you know, bulk buying to want one over the other. So there will be a lot of competition for that, like 40 or so billion dollar industry, it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure we'll kind of get a sense of what works for different use cases, where the same container that's going to hold your pills isn't the same thing that's going to hold your drink necessarily. And so, you know, something that handles hot things really well versus cold things very well, things that ship well, or things that are kind of much more like point of sale. Like, it's going to be a really interesting field to keep an eye on. And ultimately, we just love shots on goal at huge global challenges. And this is a really interesting one.
Got to save that environment. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks, everyone, for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. You can head to the link in the description of this podcast to vote for the Hustle newsletter in the Webby Awards. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We got so much more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed to it, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, everybody, this great new podcast just came out, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's called The Next Wave, AI in the Future of Technology, and it's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. And of course, it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. You can catch The Next Wave with Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands, who are leading AI creators who are your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is a bit fragmented, but The Next Wave strives to be the leading podcast on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. You can listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.